As Jesus Morales chiseled away, flakes of Marathon County red granite fell to the ground, and one of three obelisks took shape at Wausau's Woodson Art Museum.
You know, it's one of the hardest stones, and I guess that's why I like it, because it's so durable and, you know, will outlast just about everything. I felt like it's pushing back instead of me just pushing it around.
Morales was the first of three sculptors brought in by the Woodson Museum to work in red granite, a stone of great local historic significance. Wausau's legendary eight-story courthouse was built from it by the lumber barons in the 1800s, only to be torn down in the 50s by city planners who may have valued progress more than history. The Texas-born sculptor understands that even buildings made of the hardest stone don't always last forever.
I actually have Corinthian columns from the state capital of New Mexico. That was the original courthouse that was torn down. I think it's a shame. Our history, I don't think it was going to fall down.
So as Morales scored, cut, and polished the Marathon County red granite, he was hoping that this time, the work he was creating would stand the test of time and become a space to be appreciated and even revered.
I feel that every place is a sacred place, any place. It's just drawing attention to that place.
In Wausau, the special place consists of massive red granite furniture, a chair, a bench, and a lounge. Morales has created over 3,000 of these places around the world, in China, at the CBS Plaza in New York City, and in Houston, where he built an earthen pyramid honoring the city's slain police officers. To Morales, these are all sacred places.
If someone walks upon one of my places, sacred places, that they'll like it so much that they want to go to another one, which will be in China or will be in India. And by connecting the dots, we can make the world a closer place.
And now, there's another sacred place on the list. Another dot in Marathon County, made of a local stone with a great local history. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.